Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This week's topic is all about setting up a virtual assistant business. So I thought I'd take a minute just to go ahead and do a podcast on this because I still see so many people asking these fundamental questions. And trust me, I know that it is overwhelming. When you Google setting up a virtual assistant business, you find pages upon pages upon pages of information on how to set it up. A lot of it, to be honest, is not the best stuff. A lot of it is just fluff and filler. A lot of it is good as well. But what I wanted to do was kind of share my story and my take on setting up a VA business. So it's really all about getting started. I think that's probably the hardest thing. You have a lot of decisions that you're going to have to make. And some of those are kind of scary. And I get it. So realize that anytime you do anything new, fear is always a factor, and you should have some type of management plan, or whatever you want to call it, of how you're going to manage your fear, because what you want is on the other side of that fear. So you're going to have to work through it. Now, when I started my business, you know, way back in 2009, you know, things were a lot different than they are today. And when I was looking for information on how to set up a VA business, all I could find was information on how to be an admin, and I didn't want to be an admin. I was not interested in that. It's just not for me. Plus, I couldn't make enough money offering admin services. The other things that I found that were kind of a little bit more business related were really just bits and pieces. There was no complete system or process or workflow. And I'm a systems person. I need a system to be able to understand how the whole thing works together. And so basically what I did was I took bits and pieces and I just figured it out as I went. Took lots of trial and error, not something that I recommend because it takes a lot longer to do the trial and error method than it does to, you know, use a proven method. But I want to share with you, you know, my system that I'm still using today, even though I'm not a full-time VA. I still use a lot of the same systems in the Techie Mentor that I did in my VA business. Because once again, businesses are all about systems, and they're really about a number of systems working together. So let's just talk really quickly about what you need when it comes to getting started setting up your VA business. The first thing you do or that you need is a plan. Okay, you need an action plan of what you need to do to get your business started. As I said, there's a lot of decisions to be made, and there's a lot of things that you just don't know because you just don't know. If you've never started a business before, a lot of this is new stuff. So if you're a checklist person or somebody who likes like a list of tasks, then my VA action plan is something you might want to take a look at. It's kind of a do-it-yourself action plan on all the steps that you need to do to set up a successful long-term VA business. Now there's a lot of stuff out there that will have you build a house of cards, but it's not really substantial, and it's not really for a long-term business. This VA action plan that I mentioned is really all the steps that I took when I built my business. So if you're looking for something that's cost-effective and really kind of a do-it-yourself plan, or if you're somebody who just likes to get kind of the 10,000-foot level of everything you have to do, it's a really great workbook that you can purchase that will walk you through all of those things. And I've put a link down below. It's called the VA Action Plan. Nothing else like it on the market. If you're somebody who likes checklists, like I said, and wants a 10,000 foot level of all the steps involved, it will give it to you. But it's all DIY, you know, do it yourself. Okay, so first you need a plan, okay? Second, you need to have realistic expectations, okay? You really need to understand what you are going into, okay? There is a lot to building a business. There's a lot to building a business. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and confused. And so the best thing I would say is make sure that you have some type of schedule that you can follow, that you set aside time from everything else that you've got going in life to set up your business. But I think the most important thing, again, is just know what to expect. You have a ton of stuff that you're going to have to do. And my best advice is to take it in small chunks, one step at a time. And that's what that VA action plan can really help you with, because you can basically just concentrate on one step at a time in making those decisions and implementing whatever it is that step talks about. So just be realistic with what you're getting yourself into. Setting up a business is no small feat, and it doesn't, you know, it's not something you can do in 5 minutes. It's really not something you can do even in 30 days. Sure, you could. That's the exception, not the rule. You don't want to rush this. You want to build a solid foundation for your livelihood. So number one, need a plan. Number two, know what to expect, and really just have realistic expectations. Number three, I think I did a podcast on this one. Don't collect gurus. Now, find somebody that you resonate with, whether it's me or somebody else, it doesn't matter, and then stick with that person. Do what they tell you to do and see if you get results. If you don't, then go to the next person. The problem is if you listen to too many experts, they're all going to tell you to do something different. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't all work, but maybe they're just a different approach. But if you're trying to do a little bit of what I say and a little bit of what somebody else says, you're probably not going to get the results. You have to see it through from start to finish. So pick a guru, stick with them, and do what they say. Okay. Too many people collect gurus because they're a research junkie like myself. And what happens is you get even more overwhelmed and you get even more confused, and that you stay stuck. So pick a guru or an expert, whatever you want to call them, whether it's me or somebody else, and then do what they say to do. Follow their instructions, follow their method. And if you don't get results, then move to the next one. If you get results, great. Keep at it. Keep working with them to get where it is that you want to go. Know what it takes. It's hard work, as I've already said. Okay? There is so much to do when you set up a business. 30 days? No. If you want to set up a long-term business, it takes more time and energy than usually 30 days. Now, let's say that you don't have anything else to do in those 30 days. I'm sure you could get it done. But it's like anything else. If it's your livelihood, you want to make sure you're setting up that solid foundation for your business. And make sure you take action. I already talked about realistic, you know, expectations. As I said, it took me 18 months to be able to quit my job and go home full time as a VA. 18 months, but I had to replace six figures. I had to have realistic expectations. I couldn't do it in 30 days. And regardless of what you see on the social media highlight reel and what others are trying to sell you, which is nothing more than filler and fluff, is you can't be a VA in 5 minutes. You can't build a successful business in 5 minutes. You can't really, again, exception to the rule, build one in 30 days. It may be a house of cards, but if it's your livelihood, you're going to want to take the time to do it. And then, as I said, take action. I know I'm kind of bouncing around here. It's important to take action every day. And I'm a recovering perfectionist, raising my hand here, overthinker, which I'm sure you've heard me say. One of the best things for me was to really embrace my imperfections, right? So my goal is to take imperfect action every day, okay? So that means it doesn't matter what I'm doing, it's still going to be imperfect, but I'm still taking action, because otherwise you're not going to get anywhere. So you need to take that imperfect action every day, whatever that is for you. Okay. And one of the best things you can do if you want to set yourself up for long-term success is make sure that you put in your key business systems. And there are four of those: business, marketing, sales, and delivery. And those are the business systems that every single online business owner should have in their business. They work together to build that solid foundation for you. And to be honest, I can't remember if I did a podcast on this or not. If I haven't, I will definitely be doing one. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But those are the key business systems that you can use in any online business. They just need to be tweaked based on either the products or services that you're offering. These are the four key systems I had in my VA business. These are still the four key business systems I have in my current course creation business. They work. this is what's going to set you apart from everybody else, is having those systems in place, because they make you a professional in the industry, whatever industry you're in. All right, so let me recap real quick. You need a plan. I talked about my VA action plan. It's a great thing if you just want kind of that list of to-dos that you need to get done. It's do it yourself. Put a link below. Know what to expect. Know what you're getting yourself into. Don't collect gurus. So pick an expert or guru and follow them all the way from start to finish. Have realistic expectations and take action, imperfect action every day. And make sure that you've got your four key business systems either, you know, on the drawing board ready to go, or that you're working on getting them implemented. All right, so hopefully you enjoyed this week's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you're a new listener, feel free to subscribe. If you enjoy this, you can find this on all the popular podcasting platforms. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.